Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny, ideal for those planning to be outside. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking under clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that an IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound has killed a Hamas commander earlier today. The commander was accused of planning attacks on Israeli civilians and troops. Also, Walla notes that extreme weather in August has hit Cyprus, Syria, and Lebanon earlier this hour, causing flooding and one death in Cyprus. This weather is expected to reach Israel and Jordan soon. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF warns a budget freeze is impacting military readiness. Defense officials say $5.03 billion in funding remains blocked, affecting supplies and readiness. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew details Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef's sharp criticism against Attorney General Gali Baharav Miara earlier today. He condemned the cancellation of a memorial for his father, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. And finally, JNS reports that Israeli forces have slain three terrorists in the Jenin area, including a Hamas commander. This action follows the dismantling of a major terrorist network. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the House, has condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's justice minister, shared today that Dutch representatives have been expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade from Israeli settlements. Belaz News reported on the expulsion of Dutch diplomats over the settlement ban. The Dutch personnel have been given a week to leave Israel. Let's go deeper, starting with the strike in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF's operation targeted a hospital compound where the unnamed Hamas commander was located. The military believes this commander played a critical role in orchestrating attacks on Israelis. This strike underscores the ongoing tension and conflict in the region. Meanwhile, the extreme weather sweeping across the region has already caused casualties and damage. Walla highlights that in Cyprus, thunderstorms claimed one life, while Syria and Lebanon faced severe flooding. The unusual weather pattern is set to affect Israel soon, potentially disrupting daily life and travel. Turning to military funding concerns, Ynet reveals that the IDF is facing readiness challenges due to a significant budget freeze. The lack of essential supplies like Humvees and munitions is causing operational strains. This financial squeeze could impact Israel's defense posture at a crucial time. In a related development, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef's attack on the Attorney General reflects a growing tension between religious and legal authorities in Israel. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Rabbi Yosef expressed his anger over the cancellation of a memorial event. This incident highlights ongoing friction within Israel's political and social landscape. Finally, the dismantling of the terrorist network in Jenin is a significant development. JNS reports that the operation, dubbed Operation Iron Wall, successfully targeted key figures, including Qais Bitawi. This action aims to disrupt terrorist activities and enhance security in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a new pot set promises to enhance shower storage experiences, with Soltam launching an innovative 8-piece clipper set for consumers. Separately, CTEC discusses the insights of Eyal Al-Kaleh from Verbit on the necessity for rapid evolution in AI security. Al-Kaleh emphasizes the importance of keeping pace with technological advancements. And finally, Ynet Business highlights NVIDIA's impressive revenue increase, doubling to $96.2 billion. The AI giant is setting its sights on expanding its global footprint, focusing on AI CPUs and data center investments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.